Okay, good afternoon. Who I have the pleasure to talk with?
Hi, my name is Heather. Thanks for talking with me today.
Okay, thank you so much. So just to test the audio, what do you have for breakfast today?
I didn't have breakfast today, sorry.
Valid, like it's okay. So, we're here to ask people about their trust level in the American voting system. So, here, would you like please move this thing in the distrust and trust?
Yeah. So we're going. I have high trust in the voting system.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
And what do you have any reasons for like this decision that you took?
Yeah, so I think that the voting system I think is secure. I haven't seen or heard of any major issues, and especially in Wisconsin area, and any distrust I feel has been like outlier cases that aren't indicative of the overall voting experience. So overall, I think I have no reason to distrust it because every time I voted, it's been secure. It's been no issues in my personal experience and no one that I know. And overall, I don't see any issues, especially in Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Also, in this country, many people don't trust the voting system these days. What changes do you think there should be done so that people could start trusting the system again?
Yeah, I think that there could be, I think maybe people don't trust the voting system because maybe there is purposeful misinformation spread about the issues with having like voter ballot drops, boxes and things like that are secure, and then there are possibly political motivations for spreading disinformation to disincentivize people to have faith in the election system, which will then say, well, if I don't have faith in it, then why should I do it in general? And so I think that just spreading awareness of how the security of the voter information and voting process is upheld throughout all of the different states and the different territories and nationally, and then just addressing those misinformation points that really I don't see as having an impact, and it's more of a scare tactic to scare people away from voting versus having trust in this democratic system that is upholding our country.
Okay, wow, interesting. Thank you so much for sharing your viewpoint. Also, if you want, we can move on to the second part of the interview. Here today we have a challenge in which you have to like teach a kid how to vote. So the first question will be, why do you think somebody should vote? If a kid asks you about like, why should we vote? How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I would say if a kid asks me why should I vote, I'll say voting is what makes our country great because we all have a voice in how our government is run. And by voting, you are choosing what laws and what people represent you so that your voice is really heard. And if you don't vote, we can't hear your voice. But if you do vote, we can hear your voice.
Interesting. Thank you. So how would you explain to a kid how is the voting process? Like, how do you vote?
Yeah, voting is very easy. So all you have to do is be registered to vote. You can do that very easily online. And there are lots of different organizations that can help if you need to get your paperwork that is needed. Like Vote Riders, for example, in Wisconsin is a great agency that helps to get people all of their documents for free. And this is for children, so I have to bring it down. So how do you do it? Okay, so for children, I would say all you have to do is register to vote, show up either in person or you can mail in your vote and say who you want to represent you. So vote, register, and then do it.
Okay, thank you so much. So you won a sticker today.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have it. I told a kid to vote.
Thank you.
Here we go. I don't know if you'd like to share any other story with us, anything related to this topic.
I don't have any stories. I just want to advocate for everyone to register to vote, to make your voice heard, and really uphold this democracy.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for sharing your information with us and everything, and I hope you can have a fantastic day.
Thank you, too.